The Tar Heel State of North Carolina has joined the redistricting wars, as members in both the State House of Representatives and State Senate voted this week to adopt a new congressional map. The 2025 congressional plan shifts 10 counties between Democratic Representative Don Davis's 1st District and GOP Congressman Greg Murphy's 3rd CD. The shift makes the 1st, which President Trump carried in 2024 before the electorate switched back to Mr. Davis, more Republican, while the overwhelmingly Republican 3rd District becomes slightly more Democratic. Expect the new map to prevail over all legal challenges. It is likely to produce a 1-seat GOP gain in the 2026 election, considering the new 1st is more Republican, and that Congressman Davis was re-elected in 2024 with less than a 2-point spread. Republican candidates are Rocky Mount Mayor and former congressional contender Sandy Roberson and State Senator Bobby Hannig. North Carolina has an early primary, March 3rd. A runoff election is necessary if the leading candidate does not receive at least 30% of the vote. Any North Carolina runoff would then be held on May 19th. 3-term California Democratic State Senator Scott Wiener has informally announced that he will join the race to unseat 20-term Congresswoman and former U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who can be described as a national Democratic political icon. Mr. Wiener, who was elected to the San Francisco City and County Consolidated Board of Supervisors in 2010, ran for and was elected to the state Senate in 2016. While Senator Wiener can remain in his present position through 2028, he is no longer eligible to seek re-election. Therefore, he has greater impetus to become a congressional candidate. Another Democrat in the race is former Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez campaign manager Saikat Chakrabarty. While both Wiener and Chakrabarty are serious challengers, Representative Pelosi, who has dominated San Francisco politics for 4 decades, still would be favored to win a 21st term. Developments in this jungle primary situation merit monitoring. The California qualifying election is scheduled for June 2nd, but significant political jockeying will likely occur before the filing deadline on March 6th. Finally, President Trump has his man. Last week, he called upon retired Navy SEAL Ed Gallrain to challenge Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massie in the Republican primary. Representative Massie consistently votes against the GOP budget and has become Trump's top Republican nemesis in the House. Taking out Congressman Massie will not be easy. His budget hawk positions are popular in the district, and he has consistently recorded large vote totals since his original election in 2012. This will certainly be a race to watch come next May. This concludes our weekly Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.